And 6:06, we have a few clouds, 69 degrees on our way to 95. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It is the first time members of the media have been allowed inside the facility at Fort Sill housing immigrant children in the United States illegally. Over 1,000 children are being housed at the fort at Lawton. On the tour yesterday, reporters saw boys playing soccer outside where girls were playing board games and attending classroom instruction. Participants in the tour were heavily restricted. And Tulsa Congressman Jim Bridenstine says that is not right. He blames the president.
He has allowed media tours, but the media can't ask questions, can't talk to medical staff or employees, can't talk to the children, can't bring recording devices, and can't take pictures. Very reminiscent of the former Soviet Union.
The government says the safeguards, however, are for the protection of the children. Bridenstine was not on yesterday's tour. He will get a personal tour tomorrow. Governor Fallon's Democratic challenger wants to boost pupil spending on education. He wants to use the state's franchise tax.
Dedicated funding through franchise tax revenue is one part of Joe Dorman's Classroom's First plan. He says if businesses have skin in the game, then meeting a big need other officials, such as the Secretary of State, have identified will be more likely.
Chris Binge himself stated that as he has gone around, visited with businesses, they feel the top priority is to make sure that we have a well-educated workforce.
Dorman's plan also caps education spending cuts at the percentage the entire state budget has fallen and would allow local boards a greater say in how their funds are spent. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Yesterday's heavy rain is but a memory now. Tulsa received almost 2 inches of rain. Skytook had 4 inches, which caused some minor flooding problems. Poverty begets more poverty. That is the takeaway from a new government report. It points out how hard it is for a poverty-stricken area to reinvent itself. And no one knows that better than the Reverend Ron Robinson at the Third Place Community Foundation in Turley.
The roots of poverty are in the community itself. There's that tendency to try to identify a particular single problem and try to address it, you know, whether it be the schools or whether it be jobs or whether it be health care or whether it be transportation or whether it be just social capital, you know, trying to get more events.
His North Tulsa community faces all of those obstacles. He would like to see the businesses at the nearby Cherokee Industrial Park, including the new Macy's Warehouse, get involved with the Turley community. The first West Nile case in Oklahoma this year has been confirmed out in Major County. So far, there have been no reports of the infections in Tulsa County, but it is still very early in the season. Caitlin Snyder with the Tulsa Health Department says testing will continue for several months.
We do not have any confirmed cases in humans in Tulsa County at this point in time. And so far, the mosquito pools that we've tested have all shown up negative. But we continue to test those regularly, and we will certainly let the public know if we do have a positive pool in Tulsa.
People are encouraged to take precautions to reduce the risk of coming down with West Nile. Country music superstar Garth Brooks' big announcement yesterday was a new concert tour. There's no word yet, however, if that tour will include the BOK Center. Brooks from Owosso has never played the BOK. Our weather forecast, the UV index will be high today, while the air quality could make it to the moderate range. It'll be sunny and hot with a high today of 95. Tonight, clear and muggy down to 73 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, hot with a high of 96. Right now at 610, a few clouds in Tulsa and 69 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.